This performance is an original work of creative fiction, owned by me, Talking Smut, and the writer. It is protected under copyright and Creative Commons licensing. My work is for adults, by adults, and about adults. This is a work of fictional fantasy and does not condone or promote harm to anyone in any way. Do not host, use, fill, or adapt my work for commercial purposes. Do not download, post, host, or rehost my work without the express permission of the artists involved. The effects are from freesound.org, and any music is used under license. Please enjoy this feature presentation.
I'm coming, Jesus fucking Christ. Give me some time to wake up. For fuck's sake.
Oh, fuck.
What? Oh. It's you.
Hello.
I guess I should have known. No one else would be so annoying at 3 a.m. What if I hadn't heard you? This might come as a surprise, sweetheart, but people tend to be asleep at this time of night. You couldn't have called? You left your phone at home? What? Actually, just let me get a better look at you. You don't even have your jacket on. You walked all the way here in the cold, dark night with no phone, no wallet, nothing. Someone's really desperate tonight, aren't they? You're not even hiding how you look at my body. Why don't you tell me why you're here? Oh, come on, focus. Answer me when I ask you a question, or I'll slam this door right in your face. Why are you here with me instead of in bed with your loving boyfriend? I was expecting a little more resistance, but I guess I was right about the desperation. You need me to fuck you, yeah? Oh, you're going to have to do better than that. If you want me to fuck you, you're going to have to get my dick hard, and we both know how much I love hearing you beg. What? You think that's going to get you what you want? Should I leave and come back once you're ready to submit to me? Of course. Pathetic enough to come here, but too proud to beg. Typical. If you can't tell me how bad you want it, I guess you'll have to show me. On your knees. Yes, right here in the doorway. I don't care who sees you choking on my dick. On your goddamn knees. Good slap. Now, pull my pants off and take me into your mouth. I want you to make me nice and hard, right on your filthy little tongue. Oh. Oh. You aren't wasting any time, are you? Taking me all the way to the base like that. You love sucking cock, especially mine, don't you? That's right, you just bob your head up and down. Show me that mouth is actually good for something. I can feel myself getting harder already. Just keep going. Oh, and don't be lazy. Play with my balls as you suck me off. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. You do such a good job when you need to get fucked, hmm? You never blew me like this when we were together. You know... I've never regretted leaving your sorry ass, but getting blowjobs this good? Oh, yeah. Almost makes me glad of it. Oh, did that strike a nerve? Oh, did it? You don't want to deep throat me anymore? Fine. Just push your head down on my cock all the way until your face presses against my stomach. Oh, your throat feels so good. Oh, baby. Oh, my God. It hurts now, doesn't it? Now that my dick's so thick and hard for you, you can barely take all of it. That's okay. Oh, I love it when you gag around me. Look up at me. I said, look up at me when my fat cock's in your mouth. You think I give a shit that you can't breathe? Good girl. Let me see those pretty eyes fill up with tears. Yeah. Come up now. Breathe. Breathe. Good job. You got me good and hard. And so wet, too. You want me to fuck you now? Yeah? No shame at all. Such a sad little thing. Strip. Come on. In you come. That's it. Strip and bend over the couch and wait for me like that. I'm going to go grab something from the bedroom. I know you're definitely wet for me already, but I've got some lube just in case. What are you doing? What the fuck is that? No, stop shaking your ass. No, I said stop. Let me take a better look at you. Oh, holy fuck, is that cum dripping out of your pussy? Is that why you came here with nothing on but your clothes? Your boyfriend's so bad at fucking you, you couldn't think of anything but my cock. You couldn't even take the time to clean yourself up. You're fucking disgusting, you know that? I was going to eat you out, but I'm not putting my mouth anywhere near your dirty whore cunt. God, it's leaking all down your thigh. Wait, let me see. It's all over your panties too. Fuck, what a mess. Oh, I was going to use this ball gag on you, but I don't think that's enough anymore. Open your mouth. Oh, do not shake your head at me. Do I have to make you obey? Have you forgotten what I'm capable of? Oh, for Christ's sake. There. You try and hold your breath with me pinching your nose like this. Try and push me off all you like. We both know I always get what I want. You either pass out or let me gag you. What's it going to be? There we go. Nice and wide. Let me shove these filthy panties in all the way there. Keep it open. Let me get the gag on you. Strap it on nice and tight there. Now, with a stuffed mouth, the filthy slut can be reminded of her darling boyfriend as I rail her the way he never could. All right. It is disgusting, but I suppose I can do it just this once. That's it. Bend over and... Oh. God, you're so fucking wet with all this cum inside you. It makes it so easy to thrust all the way into this dirty little pussy. Oh, you're still so tight, though. What the hell? Is he that bad? I would feel sorry for you, but I stopped feeling anything for you long before we broke up. Oh, you're just a hole to me. You got that? We may have been fucking terrible for each other, but even I can't deny the sex was phenomenal. Mostly my fault, of course. It's a good thing I gagged you. You're being so loud. Jesus, you really need this, don't you? How long have you been seeing this one? Hold up your fingers. How long have you had to endure his sad attempts at fucking just because he's actually good for you? 3 months? Oh, no. 3 weeks? Oh, that's a new record, sweetheart. You're really scraping the barrel with this one, aren't you? Oh, that's okay. You can keep on changing boyfriends every few months. There's plenty of men out there who are going to treat you with respect. You can live out the domestic bliss we never had with them. Oh. So that when you finally cave and want, need to be treated like the pathetic little whore that you are, you can come to me. Oh. You don't have to worry about me showing you any kindness, and that's a promise. Every time you get another sorry son of a bitch to fuck you, you're thinking of me. No. That wasn't a question.
I know. Ah, I know when you're with them, you're desperately trying to imagine that it's me pounding you because, oh, let's face it, no one else could ever compare. Your legs are shaking already, you poor thing. Keep yourself up for me. Oh, does it feel too good? This is what you asked for, remember? This kind of fucking is why you keep turning up at my door, even though you said you never wanted to... Oh, God, you never wanted to see me again, right? Yeah, good girl. You keep that hole right there for me to use however I want. His cum's getting pushed out every time I thrust into you. That is so fucking gross. Oh, my God. Oh, that is like fucking a glory hole. Oh, you're squeezing me so tight. Oh, holy shit. Wait. Oh, no. No, I know you were going to come. That's why I pulled out. You already got my dick covered in another man's cum. You think I want yours on it too? I'm doing this for my pleasure and that's it. Your cunt did feel good. I guess I should be grateful none of your boyfriends can ever stretch you out like I can, but I can think of somewhere else that it would feel even better. I can't really hear you through the gag, but I'm going to assume you're being so loud in support of me of fucking your ass. Come on. Even when you can't speak, you know what to do if you want to tap out. Do you really want me to stop? I'll wait for however long you need, but you have to reach back and stroke my cock if I can go on. I shouldn't have expected anything less from such a dirty little slut. I'm going to scoop up all of this cum and pussy juice and rub it all over your asshole. Get it nice and wet for me. I'm not going to finger you. I'm not going to finger you. I don't want my fingers smelling like ass, especially not yours. And you know I like it best when I hurt you. Oh, yeah. Tense up when I rub my cockhead against your hole, as if you don't know that'll only make it hurt worse. For your sake, you better loosen up, because I'm going to start fucking you now, relaxed or otherwise. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck, that's tight. Oh, my God. I barely have the head in, but you feel so good already. Fuck. Oh, yeah, that's the head in with no help from you. The more you tense up, the tighter it is for me, the harder I want to fuck you. I really recommend you calm the fuck down before I show you just how little I care for your comfort. Deep breaths. Good girl. I'm going to push the rest in. All the way. Now. Oh, that's halfway. Fuck, you're so tight. Just a little more. Oh, there we go. That's all of it. Oh, I knew this would feel so much better than your cunt, but oh my God, your ass feels incredible. I'm going to move now. Get ready. Oh, yeah. You can touch yourself, yeah? If you want to. I don't actually care if you come or not. But if you don't finish before I do, I'm going to throw you out that door and I will go back to bed and I will sleep like a baby. Understand? Good little slut. I guess that's another upside to leaving you. I can treat you like shit all I want now and you actually like it. Oh, yeah. I can do anything, hurt you any way I want, call you the filthiest names, and all it does is keep you crawling back here. Oh, God, give me that neck. Arch your back for me. There you go. I can feel your drool dripping down my fingers from the gag. Oh, so gross. I can't wait for your boyfriend to wake up and see you next to him with these bruises on your hips and neck and feel all proud, thinking he's finally learned how to pleasure you.
And I can't wait for the day he realizes that no matter how good he is for you, you're just a filthy slut, thirsty for my cock, sneaking out when he's asleep for me to pound your brains out. Are you excited for the day he realizes that you're nothing but my needy little bitch? Oh, God, because I am. Oh, are you crying? What hurts more? My thick cock railing your ass, or knowing that I'm the best leg you'll ever have? Oh, God, yeah, you hate that so much, don't you? I've got more wit, a better kiss, a hotter touch, and a better fuck than any boy you'll ever meet, baby. And that's why you keep coming back. Keep letting me treat you like a fuck doll. And that's why you're going to come with my cock in your ass, aren't you? You're going to come? Go on then. Go on then. I want to feel you clench around me so I can bust my load in you. Oh yeah, that's right. Oh, it feels so good to be used, doesn't it? Do you want my cum in your ass? Yeah? Keep coming. Keep squeezing me. I'm almost there. Holy fuck. Oh my God. Can you feel? Oh yeah. My hot sticky cum flooding your slutty ass. Fuck. Let's get this gag off you. There we go. And tug these dirty panties out. Look at that, all soaked in cum and spit. Absolutely disgusting. I'm going to pull out now. Oh. Oh. Oh my God. Look at that fucking gape. Now, we don't want to lose all that cum, so stand up. Step into these panties. Just let me pull them up over your ass. Ah, oh, there. Now you can walk back home and feel my cum slowly leak out of your stretched, abused hole. Hopefully you can get back without making too much of a mess. What? Of course you're leaving. I have work in the morning. I don't have time to look after you or your bruised ego. In fact, you should be thanking me for even taking the time to do this for you. Go on, get your clothes on. I'll wipe that drool off your face. You look like a dog. Make sure to kiss your boyfriend good morning. Let him taste my cock mixed with his cum in your mouth. I'll see you next time you need some good dick. Go on, off you fuck.